Our first reading comes from Acts 2, verses 1 to 21. A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Romans 8, verses 22 to 27. A reading from Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 16, verses 4b to 15. The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. about sin because they do not believe in me, about righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer, about judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of our Lord. Today is the 50th day of Easter, also known as Pentecost Sunday. It is a day of commemoration where we join in the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the disciples after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Just before his ascension, Jesus spoke words of encouragement to the disciples, stating in Luke 24, verses 48 to 50, "You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what God has promised. So, stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." And that is what the disciples did. They remained in Jerusalem together. They studied the word. They prayed. And they waited. They waited for the empowerment and promise of God to appear once again in their lives. And oh, what a day it was when the Holy Spirit appeared. There was a sudden gush of wind that filled the entire house, and divided tongues of fire appeared around them and even rested on the disciples. Suddenly, they were able to speak in many different languages, and all were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. These images fulfill the prophecy of John the Baptist, who stated that Jesus would indeed baptize the world with the Holy Spirit and fire. Come, Holy Spirit, come. It is on this day of Pentecost that the church was said to be born. In the giving of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, they were able to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all who would believe. The coming of the Holy Spirit established the fellowship of faith for the believers, and it called them into the mutuality and love of God, to be witnesses to the work of Jesus Christ in the world. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Now, it's interesting to note that Pentecost does not take place in the Gospels. In fact, in our Gospel reading this morning, Jesus is speaking his farewell discourse to the disciples. But he speaks of the Holy Spirit nonetheless. Jesus was leaving the disciples, and they were, of course, upset. They were grieving and sorrowful. But he was sending the Spirit in his place, to encourage and accompany the disciples, to bring light and truth to the world in Jesus' absence. The Spirit would guide the disciples in knowing and living out the will of God in the world. In each of our readings this morning, the promise and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was seen and heard. And in the coming of the Holy Spirit, the world was made new. A new reality was waiting. The promise of Jesus Christ was restored. God, through the work of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, had returned. The Spirit of truth prevailed. The radical love of God prevailed. The Holy Spirit gave testimony to the power of Jesus Christ in her role as a witness who testified on Jesus' behalf. It is a role that the spirits would need to take on, a role that would be demanded of them. a role that we take on, and a role that is too demanded of us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. The Holy Spirit is known to us by many names. She is the Paraclete, which translated from Greek means to come alongside, together. She is the Helper, the Comforter, the Midwife. She is the wind that moves in, around, and through us, bringing us strength, comfort, hope, and promise for today and for all the days ahead. She is the Advocate, as we read in our Gospel this morning, the Advocate who walks beside us, encouraging us, giving us strength when we are weak, and words where there is nothing for us to say. Come, Holy Spirit, come. This past Thursday was our monthly clergy cluster meeting of the Nith Valley Ministry area. We are meeting online, of course, and usually there is lots of chatter. This week, however, it was different. All of us were more quiet than usual, and when it came time for each of us to do our check-ins, there was more silence than spoken words. And that is what I have noticed of late with many folks that I've spoken to. We are all tired and exhausted. This third wave of the pandemic is seemingly harder than the first two. The pandemic is stretching into its 15th month. That is 15 months of not seeing family and friends on a regular basis. Some have not seen their family at all in these 15 months. It's 15 months of not attending church, 15 months of not eating out, of not traveling. For many, 15 months of working from home, months of home and online schooling, months of online ordering and curbside pickup, months of activities missed, deaths with no funerals, anniversaries and birthdays not celebrated in their usual fashion. Yes, we are tired and we are exhausted. We are frustrated. Some days we just have no more words. Come, Holy Spirit, come. But you know what? Maybe that is okay. Because maybe that is the Spirit working in us. Maybe that silence and the lack of words is the Spirit trying to tell us something. Maybe the Spirit is trying to tell us to take a break. Maybe it is the Spirit telling us to stop and just breathe. Because sometimes taking a breath is all that we can do. And all the anxiety, sadness, grief, loneliness, and sorrow, we breathe. And we keep on breathing, knowing that the presence of God is within us through the power of that life-giving and comforting Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. The words from our reading from Romans this morning give us comfort and encouragement in knowing that the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. She intercedes when our sighs are too deep for words, when our gas tanks are on empty, when we just need to breathe. The Spirit knows just what we need. Although we are not always that great in recognizing and listening. We think we can do it ourselves, that we can just push through it, that tomorrow will be better. It is in these moments that the Spirit steps in. It is in these moments that she intercedes. It may be in the voice of a family friend calling to check in and say, I love you. Or a friend sending a text or email, sharing a silly dad joke or a picture that makes you laugh. It may be in the sending or receiving of a card, a bouquet of flowers, a meal, anything that reaches out to one another in fellowship and community and love. The spirit shows up in the beauty of nature, in butterflies emerging from their winter slumber, in baby birds hatching from tiny blue eggs, in seeds popping out of the ground, in lilacs bursting forth with colors of purple, pink, and white, filling the air with their scent of sweetness. When we stop to take notice of the beauty and love that continues to go on around us, when we stop to breathe, when we take some time to be gentle with ourselves, that is the spirit interceding. That is the love of God. That is the grace of Jesus Christ coming to us in our time of need. Come, Holy Spirit, come. So, may the winds of the Spirit continue to move in, around, and through us. May she lead us. May she hear our pleading and fashion us anew. May she empower and enliven us. May she comfort and encourage us in all that we do. May she show us the beauty that is all around us. May she bring us peace. May she help us to breathe. And may we be gentle on ourselves. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.